But it was scary when the college started up again. There were some disgruntled students who had been expelled who were going around trying to burn down some campus buildings, and we felt very vulnerable. I mean, everybody hated us. That's an exaggeration, but my name had been in the Columbia, South Carolina paper as one of the people who had been questioning why the college had fired these people and how it was wrong. And so the white people in town knew who I was and that I was sympathetic with the students who had been protesting, and some of the black kids who were, let's say, out to, in a simple-minded way, do something to get back at white people. Well, there we were, a white family living on the edge of campus in a frame house, three little kids, and students trying to burn buildings down. And it was scary. It was such a relief, I'm embarrassed to say, when we got back to Amherst, where that spring students were protesting like mad, but it was safe. Everything was very welcoming at the campus at first. I had some other naive ideas that here's this little town and its main claim to fame really is that there's a black college there. And so I was, as a white person, I was going to help make contacts between the white community in the town and the black college and help make the town proud of the college, maybe by getting the hardware store owner to donate equipment that we could, pulleys and batteries and God knows what, that we could use in physics class. And that I knew I wasn't going to solve the United States' race problem, but I might solve Denmark, South Carolina's race problem by getting these groups together. That didn't last long. The first Sunday I was there, I'm not a churchgoer, but I went to the Episcopal Church downtown, the white Episcopal Church. There was also a black Episcopal Church on the campus. And everybody was very friendly, even though I had a Yankee accent, and I'm at the white Episcopal Church, and we must see more of you and meet your family. And then I had to sign the book, the guest book, Where Do You Live? Well, what's my address? My address is Denmark, South Carolina, but the street address is Voorhees College campus. Oh, well, right away there's a chill in the air. They really lost interest in socializing with me. And my kids, two of them were in school, and they went to what was nominally a desegregated school, but it was very hard to make friends. We were the visiting Northerners who were teaching at the black college, and probably black was probably not the word they used. And it was one time in my children's experience in school when not once during the entire year did they ever get invited over, to play at Johnny's house after school or get invited to somebody's birthday party. It didn't happen. So in terms of my also naive notion of getting the white and the black communities together a little bit in this town, it didn't happen. They didn't want me at this school anymore. I mean, I had testified before the Board of Trustees on behalf of the particular black science teacher who had been summarily dismissed in the middle of the year, whose dismissal was based on reasons which I actually had documents, letters between me and the dean about what kind of staffing they needed, which contradicted their reasons. They had to have somebody, only people with PhDs in science. Well, this guy who was fired did not have a PhD in science, but the dean and the president and I had had exchanges of letters agreeing that having a PhD in science was a nice thing to have, but that it was not really very important in the context of this school. So some of the letters that I was able to show to the Board of Trustees contradicted the reasons for the firing, and this didn't win me any friends in the administration. They were happy to see me go. And then some years later, I testified before the American Association of University Professors, which ended up with that college being on the what they call the list of censured administrations, administrations that have basically broken their own rules and should stay on a list of bad administrations until they're off. So they didn't want me, and I didn't want to stay there, and I might have been able to go somewhere else, but the schools were not, I didn't want to do that to my kids either. So no, I went back to Amherst, and I've been there ever since.